Are you confident in the 49ers' chances of winning a football game if Brennan Allen is your starter? Or what if it's Josh Dobbs? Are you confident that the Niners could win a game in Green Bay against the Packers without the services of Brock Purdy? Let's go to Dave in Fresno. Dave, what's happening?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Morning, boys. Am I confident? No. I think we're good, bro. I think this season, if this wasn't meant to be, they started off on the wrong foot, never had that feel, you know. But I think it could be a good thing. I think we can use this season as some reflection. You know, we've had a lot of success. I think, you know, our heads probably got a little big. We can look back at this season and be like, look, if we don't keep this core around, GM, coach, you know, top core players, let's look at this season and make adjustments. Lynch, look at the mirror, in the mirror. Shanahan, look in the mirror. You know, all the big dogs, Trent, Debo. If we're going to come back strong next season, let's all look in the mirror, because this season has been a disappointment. You know, one bad thing after another. You got, even with Brock playing this Sunday in the cold, I wasn't confident in that with the small hands. You know, he's never really done good in the cold. So, and then you got Buffalo after that. It's just looking really, really gloomy right now. But I say, look, we probably need this little reboot, you know? And let's use this as motivation going forward. And we can all look in the mirror. Head coach, GM, players, look in the mirror. Where did we go wrong?
You know, it's funny.
I'm not saying blow it up or fire anybody, but let's just look in the mirror. And sometimes when you had a long, sustained, you know, of excellence and all that, sometimes you need this little bump to, you know, on your head to get back right. You know?
I hear you.
I like that, Dave. I like that perspective.
Well, it's like I was talking with the boss. And look, I'm not ready to even like fully dive into all of this, because I want to see them win. I would rather, if you're giving me the spectrum, I want to compete for a playoff spot and a championship, right? That's the original thought. But if that's off the table, one of the silver linings of being on the run that they've been on all the time, and if they do have a down year, because that's all it would be. It'd be a down, it wouldn't be this devastation and, oh my God, everything needs to go. No, it's just a down year. Everyone's entitled to a down year when you've been excellent for a long time. Doesn't matter what sport it is. It happens. Things happen in sports you can't control. It's okay to have a down year. It's not the end of the world. That being said, one of the silver linings, if you had a down year, you get a better draft pick. You know, maybe we get an assessment on some of these young players like Ricky Pearsall and Jacob Cowing, and maybe some of the older players that have a lot of tread on their tire toward the end of the year can take some games off, right? And like, I'm looking at this team right now, and I know people aren't ready to hear this today because I want to beat Green Bay. I want to make that clear. I want to beat Green Bay. But if I told you, you know, they did kind of like the bottom fell out, wouldn't you rather have like the 13th pick than the 26th pick?
Honestly, I'm not there yet.
I know you're not, but I'm just saying, couldn't this team use a pick like that?
Sure, but they haven't nailed those picks. A lot of people don't have confidence in them making the right first-round pick.
This last draft was really good.
I agree, but first-round picks I'm talking about. They've whiffed on the first-round picks more times than that, and that's what the fans harp on.
No doubt.
Bosa was the obvious choice at number two overall, according to a lot of people, and that worked out. Now he's hurt now, and hopefully he gets back, you know, by the season opener next year, even though that's a long shot. But, You know, they struggled in the first round picks, but I'm not even there yet. Sure, there's pros and cons to everything.
Yes,
pros
exactly.
And cons to everything.
But the other part about the first, and your point about first round picks, the evidence is the evidence. It's Bosa and Ayuk, and that's about it. But in the Bosa draft, because they were so bad, that second round pick was basically a first round pick, and you got Deebo, right? And so the aggregate is you get the early pick in every single round. Again, I'm not saying that that's what I want. I'm just saying that to his point about sometimes these things can be a good thing, I believe the Warriors are in a better position today because they got bowed out early.
No
I
doubt.
Do. I really think it helped them evaluate themselves clearly and not cling to the hope that they were close. And secondarily, it got them slightly better draft status. And so, yeah, I mean, there are some silver linings.
I wonder if Bosa, what's the update on Nick Bosa? Nick Bosa, what's the update there? Nick Bosa, is he going to play on Sunday? Let's go to... No, we'll go to Antonio in Oakland, and then we'll get to my girl, Toady. Toady, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Yeah, I do believe that Brandon Allen can go in there and win. You know, just hand the ball off and make smart passes. Don't overdo it. You know, take what the defense gives you, and our defense got to play sound football. And I really believe we're going to, you know, turn this around, you know. And I would never call, like, Marv Levy a loser or Kyle Shanahan. I might not call them the ultimate winner, but I'm not calling them a loser. Yeah. At the end of the day, I think Shanahan's going to, you know, fix some things because, you know, he's one of the best play callers in football. So at the end of the day, I got full confidence, y'all, and we're going to win. And that's the bottom line because Antonio from Oakland said so.
Let's go. Let's go. He never wavers. He never
Stone
wavers.
Stone Cold Antonio.
He never wavers.
I mean, is Kittle going to play? He says, I guarantee I'm going to play. Why would you do that? Like, just
because he's guaranteed he's going to play. Why not? He said he's playing.
I mean, he's been injured multiple times this year.
He's playing. He's playing. He said, they asked him a question. Are you going to play this week? I guarantee you I'm going to be out there on that field. Doesn't that make you feel like, damn, that's my guy, George Kittle.
Well,
that's the best tight end in 49er history.
But Bosa had that, and I'm not knocking Bosa. Bosa had that same exact mentality, and then he re-injured himself.
I don't think he said it, though. Did he?
He said, like, I'm going to try to get out there. You know what I mean?
Kittle's guaranteeing it, and he's going to play.
Okay.
You know? Said he's going to play. I don't. I'm not bothered by whether or not Nick... People are guaranteeing they're going to play.
We don't care who plays. We
just
like the challenge.
All right.
Who is that?
We don't care who plays. We just like the challenge.
Who is that?
Sparky. It's a caller.
Oh.
From where?
I need a little bit more than Sparky.
Just Sparky, I think from Alameda, maybe? He's from somewhere.
Who'd he call?
Called somewhere. But he doesn't care who they're playing, Bonte. They just want the challenge. Am I right? Is that where you're at?
I think when teams lose, when your team lose, we come up with all these theories and things. We start nip. It is unbelievable. It is really unbelievable.
I mean, they might just be bad. Like,
it might not just be their year.
Okay. And fans are just having a hard time with that, or they just don't care?
It's hard to come to reality. Yeah. Look, it's when you've been accustomed to success and you have the mindset of we're going to go back for another championship, and this, that part of why they paid Ayuk all the money and, you know, giving Trent all this money guaranteed, and CMC was like, yeah, we're all in for one more year at minimum. And yeah, it's been a down year, right? So, and it's hard to come to grips with that. That's fair.
John Lynch on Nick Bosa's health. I thought Nick made an incredible jump last week at practice and he was really playing a good game. Ironically, he hurt it sacking Geno Smith. He's a game-changing player, of course, but having said that, we're capable of doing things without him.
Oh boy.
We needed to find a way to close that game out. So Bosa's probably not going to play on Sunday.
I mean, he's got an oblique injury, which in the NFL is so different, but in Major League Baseball, oblique, minimum 35 days that you don't play.
4 to 6 weeks. 4 to 6 weeks.
And so, like, he has double oblique, essentially. Like, he's going to probably need some sort of a surgery in the offseason. George Kittle had the core, which is close to an oblique, and that wasn't good. He couldn't lift for 3 months. He lost a ton of weight.
Can you, I'm recommending this. Kickoff's at 1:25 Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you live stream the game?
No.
Are you watching?
I'm very busy this weekend.
No. I want you to YouTube live stream like you were doing earlier in the season.
Are you going to compensate?
I want to watch.
We'll turn the chat on.
I want to see how you are during
turn
this
the chat
game.
On just for me.
Yeah.
Just to tease Bonte.
Just for you. I want to see you this week because you are Boy, so what do you mean you're not? You can't live stream. You're going to be very busy. You're not going to watch the game live?
Oh, I'm going to watch it. But no, these are the kind of games that there's going to be some swearing and stuff. And I don't want my brand being affected.
Oh, your brand is
maybe
okay.
How I'm viewed.
I think you enhance your brand if you drop a couple swear words in. Be the real Joe Shasky, the Butcher Boy. That's what I want to see on Sunday. Because, boy, I don't know if you're going to make it to Sunday. I want to watch. I honestly want to watch the live stream of you this Sunday.
Bonte,
125.
Purdy's hurt. Bosa's hurt.
Yeah,
Greenlaw's hurt. CMC is hurt. Debo, I don't know what's going on.
Can you promise to live stream?
Fred Warner's hurt. Okay, Charvarius Ward's probably out again. Trent's hurt. Kittle's hurt. Like, okay, come on. Like,
get the boss man. We got to make this. I need you live streaming Sunday at 125. You ain't that busy. You're going to be watching the game. You ain't busy. You ain't that busy.
I'm entertaining people.
Oh, you're having a watch party?
No, but like when you're on the YouTube chat, you're still entertaining.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just be you entertaining.
It's being on. It's like, hey, come be in this golf tournament, this scramble. It's like, oh, then I gotta be on. I don't want to be on. I just want to like lay low.
You said you were busy. You're not busy. You're just watching the game.
Yeah, well, that's busy.
Oh. Can you live stream?
Too busy to watch the game because I'm going to be watching the game.
I'll live stream with you. How about that?
No, you won't. Because this is going to be you. You're going to do this fake thing where you're like, lean back, kick you back. This is how I watch the game, Roasters. Let me tell you, I'm just chilling.
And then his internet's going to suspiciously cut out.
That's how I watched the first half.
That is such a lie. I've watched multiple games with you.
That's how I watched the first half.
Okay.
I ease into a game.
And you ease
into a game. I realize that a game is not won or lost in the first quarter.
Okay, Sam, how many texts in the 3 years or whatever you've been on the show with us that he sends in the second quarter? Brock's not seeing it. Jimmy's not seeing it in the second quarter. They're on it. You were praying to God at halftime during the Detroit game.
Yeah, because I didn't want to get embarrassed.
In fairness to Bonte, during those times, Brock wasn't seeing it.
But
Cousins was in play.
I'm just reacting in real time.
In the second quarter,
he wasn't seeing it.
The second quarter of the Packer game, Kirk's back on the table. So I just want to make sure we're clear.
Was he not?
And then he was taken off the table.
No, seriously, the play-by-play voice is talking about benching him for Sam Darnold in the divisional game. So it wasn't just me.
Fran! Darnold!
It wasn't just me. Everybody was seeing it. So I reacted real time. But there's nothing inaccurate about what I do.
Read and react.
Read and react. But a cool cucumber would be sitting back like, it doesn't matter, guys. They're going to come back in the second half.
No, I never... Hey, Kirk Cousins was on the table. They lose this game. Kirk's on the table. Didn't say the game was over. Didn't say the game was over. Greg Olsen was even echoing some of the things I said during that Green Bay game.
He's playing terrible.
Remember I sent you guys the videos when the game was on this past season? I was like, look at this. Oh, my God. Greg Olsen's so critical. Brock Purdy's off. He's just off. First half, I chill. Second half is when I ramp it up.
Uh-huh. So Josh Allen comes out, throws a pick six to start the game. You're like, we're good.
No, I'm going to
right where we want him.
No, that's silly. That's silly. No, he throws a pick six. I'm like, damn. Whew, going to be one of them days.
Josh Dobbs on the table.
That's what I do. I know how. Hey, man.
I just don't know why you're just so full of it.
I'm not capping. He throws a pick. I'm not going to like break a remote control because it's Brandon Allen. I expect Brandon Allen to throw picks. I expect the worst from Brandon Allen.
But you still think they're going to win.
I never said that today. Never said that they could win.
What are you saying?
I never said that at all. You guys never, no, you're not listening. You're putting words in my mouth. Don't do that. I'm like Mark Willard. Don't do that. I hate when people do that.
So what are you saying, Todd?
Well, we were talking about me watching the game, and I want you to live stream. But what I've been saying this morning is that even if they lose this game, there's a scenario in which the Rams lose to the Eagles and the Cardinals lose to the Seahawks, and they're still one game behind the division lead. Is that not a fact?
Yeah, and there's this scenario.
Because I'm not saying, I didn't say, are they going to win or are they going to lose? You guys asked me if I'm confident in Brandon Allen or Josh Dobbs. I'm indifferent. They're backup quarterbacks for a reason.
Can you make a definitive statement?
No, I don't need to. A definitive statement about what?
Anything.
I have. Have you been listening?
This is a tough game, and it's a must-win for the Niners.
But it's not a must-win.
It is.
It's not a must-win if Arizona loses and the Rams lose. You're one game behind. Don't be confused with the facts. Those are the facts.
888-957-9570. Rapid fire. Is this a must win? Yeah, I think it's a must win.
A lot of people are going to say a must win. How many times? See, but here's the deal. We've said the Arizona game was a must win. We said the Chiefs game was a must win. Cowboys.
Well, that was psychologically.
Bucks.
This last is for
week,
the season.
Last week.
They're totally
everything.
Different.
This is not for the season if Arizona and the Rams lose. Okay. Who do you got winning? Philadelphia or LA? The Rams. Eagles, Rams. Who you picking?
I'm not counting out Stafford.
Where are you at with that one?
The Rams and the Eagles game?
Yes. Ooh. We just watched Miami go to LA. Devontae
Smith isn't going
to
be playing in this game, but I think A.J. Brown, if he wasn't playing, it'd be more detrimental to Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is playing very well, but I think I'm leaning the home team in this one. I like the Rams. I think I am.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
I actually think
every time I count them out, they do something wild.
The Rams are winning this division.
You'd think so.
They have the best quarterback. They have the best wide receiver. They have the best head coach. And they're healthy.
The best quarterback is in Arizona right now.
No.
I'm taking Stafford. I'm taking Stafford. Over Kyler.
Okay,
yeah.
But not this year?
No, I'm just saying in general. I think because I watched Stafford, what he did against the Niners with no receivers.
I still am waiting for the wheels to come off the car.
I am too.
Right, save the Rams win.
I am too.
So Cardinals have like a second easiest schedule the rest of the way or something like that?
So you like the Cards?
No, but hold on. The Rams win, they go to 6-5. Niners one game behind the Rams. They play them on Thursday Night Football. Who's winning Seattle, Arizona? How do you guys feel about that?
I like Arizona in that game.
In Seattle?
I like Arizona.
I'll take Kyler over Geno right now.
At Seattle?
But I want to make sure. I'm not confident. I'm not trying to hedge. I'm just saying, like, it's a toss-up game for
divisional
me.
Game, Bonte, as you know. You don't know.
Division games are different. They're very different.
I just watched Brock run around against Seattle, and I know Kyler can do it better than that.
I think I'd give Arizona a slight edge.
I think the
Niners more lost the game last week and then Seattle coming back to win it.
Yeah, I like Philadelphia-Seattle this week. I like Philadelphia-Seattle. But, no, all I'm saying is that the season's not necessarily over if you win against Green Bay.
No, I'm also looking at this.
You guys said I haven't said anything that was definitive. That's all I've been saying all morning. Wait,
the season's not over if they win against Green Bay?
Yeah, that's what we all agree with.
No, I mean, if they lose against Green Bay. Excuse me, my bad.
You're good. Because I'm looking at
this. If they lose to Green Bay, the season's not necessarily over for the 49ers.
Now, if things bleak,
your chances at a playoff spot decrease. Your chances at winning a division decrease.
Can they get 10 wins at minimum? At minimum is what they need, correct? They need 5 wins.
I don't know that because Arizona might lose some games. I don't know that yet in the NFC West.
They need to get to 10. That's the at minimum. That is the sweet number. That's what my algorithm, the Shasky rhythm, is telling you. Okay, and so you've got the South Beach game, you've got Detroit, you've got Buffalo, and you've got Green Bay. Those are 4 games to me that are all up in the air and can be lost, as well as these other division games. You got to win this one against Green Bay.
So Arizona plays Seattle twice in the next 3 weeks. They're at Minnesota Sunday, December 1st.
I don't know what to make of Minnesota currently.
They play the Rams in L.A., and they have the Niners.
Your L.A. pick, it might be not a bad one, Spadoni.